I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia has been hearing arguments in the suit the Archdiocese of Washington brought against the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority over its rejection of an Advent ad. The Archdiocese had sought to place an ad on buses promoting their annual Find the Perfect Gift campaign. The Washington MTA rejected the ad over policies that said ads, quote, that promote or oppose any religion, religious practice, or belief are banned. The Archdiocese asked the courts for an emergency injunction to require the MTA to put the ad up, but was denied. The judge stated even though buses are controlled by a government agency, the policies were likely legal because they are not based on whether or not the government agency is opposed to the advertiser's view. Nassim Agdam, the woman who opened fire at YouTube headquarters yesterday, wounding three before taking her own life, reportedly told family members she, quote, hated YouTube. Reports state that Nassim used a different name online where she condemned the company for, quote, suppressing content creators and for filtering her channels to keep them from getting views. Her father told a news group that his daughter hated the company and was angry they had stopped paying her for videos she posted. He had called police Monday to report his daughter missing after she didn't answer her phone for 2 days and told them she might be headed to the company's offices. Police found her in a parking lot 30 miles from the headquarters at 2 a.m. Tuesday, sleeping in her car, but after refusing to answer questions and not seeming to pose a danger, the police decided to let her go. It's unclear if the officers that found her were aware of what her father had reported. Authorities continue to investigate, and while it was originally seen as a possible domestic dispute, investigators are now saying they believe the victims were not specifically targeted. Speeches and marches are happening throughout the country today to commemorate the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King was assassinated 50 years ago, and the Sanitation Workers Union, whose low pay King was protesting when he was shot, held one of the first marches of the day. Events in Memphis saw Reverend Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Representative John Lewis, and the rapper Common. In Atlanta, a wreath laying at his tomb and a bell ringing to mark the moment he was shot was also planned. Civil rights leaders are also planning a new Poor People's Campaign with 40 days of marches, sit-ins, and other protests. It will start on May 14th, events will be held in around 30 states, and it will end with a final rally in Washington, D.C. on June 23rd. In speaking with reporters, President Donald Trump states that he would like to use the U.S. military to secure the border until the wall is built and has been discussing the possibility with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. The White House added later that the president was thinking of mobilizing the National Guard. While it is illegal to use active duty service members inside the U.S. unless authorized by Congress, twice in the past 12 years, presidents have sent the National Guard to the border to increase security and help with surveillance. President Trump is also pushing to get U.S. troops out of Syria. However, his national security team has advised against a quick withdrawal. A militant attack in South Pakistan killed four members of a Catholic family. Reports of the incident, which happened Monday, state that the four were on their way to the market when two gunmen approached on a motorbike and opened fire in what appears to be a targeted attack. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.